A king asked his minister, "My servant has nothing, yet he is happier than me. Why?" The minister smiled and said, "You try using the rule of 99. The king asked, "Oh, what's the rule of 99? The minister said, "Dear king, put 99 silver coins in a bag and write 100 silver coins are for you on a slip and place it outside the bag. Put this bag outside the house of the same servant. Ask someone to knock on the door and then disappear, and then you secretly watch what happens." The king followed the minister's suggestion and at night wrote a note of 100 coins on a bag of 99 silver coins and had it kept it outside the servant's house. Hearing the sound of the door knock, the servant came outside. He was very happy to see the bag of silver coins. He brought the bag inside his home, closed the door, and sat there and started counting the silver coins. The counting was complete, but 99 coins came out. He counted again. There was still 99. He counted one more time, but each time it came out to be only 99. He thought that the coin must have fallen somewhere around the house. So he woke up everyone in the house and started looking for the coin around the house. When he did not get the coin until midnight, he disrespected his wife and children and sat outside the house in the state of anger and anxiety. The king saw all the scene with his own eyes, and he understood that those who, despite having many blessings, exhaust themselves to get one happiness, they find the taste of life bitter. And this bitterness drips down here and then causes unrest in the society. The king began to think that I have done the same till today. I was also saddened by the loss of a single blessing and was deprived of the pleasure of countless blessings that I have. Remember, the real joy of life comes to those who learn to be content with the pleasure of Allah. And those who do not learn this skill become advertisement of trials and become the cause of disappointment. So be happy with what you have rather than searching for what you don't. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.